Hey everybody, and welcome back to Middle Schoolers with Opinions. I'm your host Oliver.
And Sutter.
And we are coming at you from St. John, New Brunswick. Now, once again, just a reminder that we are just middle schoolers with opinions. So, our opinions may not matter to you, but they definitely matter to us. Now, today's topic of conversation is history. Sutter, what are your thoughts on history?
Well, I don't really have any thoughts on history because I don't learn it yet.
Well, I learn it, and let me tell you, it sucks. The only class I'm acing right now is art, but enough about me. The question we were supposed to answer at the beginning of class is, if you could bring back someone from history, who would you bring back, and how would they benefit modern day? Now, Sutter, who would you bring back?
To be honest, I'll probably bring back Jesus. He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, Jesus is pretty chill, but why would you bring him back?
I mean, he saw so much, like, a long time ago, so why couldn't he do that now?
Yeah, Jesus could do a lot, but I personally think that we should bring back Marie Antoinette. Do you know who Marie Antoinette is?
Yeah, she, like, ate cake or something.
She said, let them eat cake. It was really cool. Upon discovering that her citizens didn't have enough money to buy bread, she just said, out of ignorance, let them eat cake. I mean, it was kind of stupid, but it was pretty iconic at the time. If we brought her back, I feel like she would be an influencer. Now, what do you think she would be?
I kind of agree with you.
We're definitely going to bring back Marie Antoinette. What do you think of it now?
Well, I think that we should ask some other people. Let's see, Maya can go interview some people.
Yeah, Maya's going to go into the streets and see what the other people have to say about Marie Antoinette. Do they know who she is? And do they think we're on the right track? Let's see. Maya, over to you.
So what would you think if she came back from history right now?
Well, right now she might find it a little bit different, I guess. I mean, she's one of those spoiled and entitled people, I guess. But it would, yeah, she would, everything would be new to her, I guess, and she kind of manifest into one of those, like, Regina Georges from, like, Mean Girls, but, like, yeah, okay.
Do you think that she was a positive figure or a negative figure?
I kind of think she was a negative figure, because she didn't really care, she didn't really care about the people of France who were suffering, and, well, she was so arrogant that she said instead of that when the people told her family that they were out of bread.
Because I'm not so sure that she was a negative person. She certainly plays badly in history, but I don't know that she herself did anything terribly bad. She was a young bride. She was brought from Austria to France. She was thrown into a political storm that she didn't understand. She was kept inside, like, the palace gates forever. And then historically, she's saddled with saying something she never said. So I don't know that Marie Antoinette has anything to offer us other than a pretty face, maybe.
Do you think that she was a positive person or a negative person?
I think she was a weak person. So I think that she didn't have the strength of character to really make anything of herself. And as a result, people were able to say she said something she didn't say. She didn't have any influence in society. She was a young person who was left to, she was killed in the end of the day, and I don't think she completely understood the situation that was brewing in France. So today, I don't know that Marie Antoinette is anything more than just, you know, another personality on Instagram.
So what would you think if she came back from history right now?
I think she'd be a tremendous leader, considering she was the last one before the French Revolution.
Do you think that she was a positive figure or a negative figure?
Well, I don't know a lot about her, but depending on how she led, she could be either. But if I knew more about her, I think she could be either a positive leader or a negative leader.
Marie Antoinette is?
Yes, I do.
What would you think if she came back right now?
If Marie Antoinette came back right now, I think she would be right up there with Kate and Wills and Megs and Harry, because Marie Antoinette, as a member of the Bourbon dynasty, she would just be a social media darling.
When she was alive, do you think that she was a positive figure or a negative figure?
Well, there's two schools of thought here. Of course, the obvious fake news would portray her as being uncaring, unsympathetic. That whole thing about let them eat cake, well, that's fake news. The real Marie Antoinette was a young princess who was married off at a young age to Louis XVI. She didn't really know what she got herself into when she arrived in France. That whole revolution thing, it had nothing to do with Marie Antoinette. The conditions for the revolution pre-existed her arrival in France.
Hey guys, it's Sutter.
And Oliver.
And we're back. And we just want to say thank you to Maya for interviewing all those people.
Yeah, turns out the results she got were pretty legit. Turns out half the people she interviewed didn't even know who she was.
I find that hard to believe, seeing as she's super cool.
Yeah, and so we decided to take the time out of our day to explain to you who she really was.
Marie Antoinette was born November 2nd, 1755.
And died after being put in a guillotine due to a whole bunch of fake rumors. That's totally not cool, fam. Honestly, the only rumors that were spread were that she said to her citizens who were poor, said let them eat cake, when she discovered that they didn't have enough money to buy bread. Also, she supposedly sexually assaulted her son. But we're not going to focus on that, because that's PG-13.
Marie Antoinette was married or got engaged to King Louis XVI when she was 14, and later on became queen when she was 16.
She's so cool. I mean, talk about a young queen. Like, that's sick. Imagine how many followers she would have in the current day. That's why I think she'd be so cool to bring back.
Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed our podcast. This is Oliver and Sutter signing out.
Thanks. See ya. Peace.